Spirituality is that which uplifts the human spirit. There are those that are uplifted by different types of activities and beliefs. But ultimately, that which brings you in contact with your own inner essence, which allows you to access stratums of your mind, stratums of your being, stratums of your consciousness that are not otherwise available to you. Everyone has an I feeling. You point to yourself, you say, me, this is me. But when you point to yourself and you say, this is me, that person you're pointing to only exists because there is awareness. There is conscious, intelligent awareness. Were there no conscious, intelligent awareness, there would be no awareness that you exist. But because there is this background of awareness, background of intelligent awareness, that becomes you. So you are not simply nothing. You are that intelligent awareness. Without that intelligent awareness, who would know everything you do? Who would be able to identify your existence? Everything you think, you say, you're all the things you do in the world. You can know because there's someone to know it. There is a knower, a consciousness. Come on in, have a seat. A consciousness, which is the knowledge, a knower, a consciousness which is known to you in your existence. So because there is a witnessing awareness, that witnessing awareness can move its focus, and that's called attention. When it moves from one awareness of one thing to awareness of another, that is attention. When you meditate, you take that attention and become aware of your own inner being. Become aware of the knower, of the one who knows you exist. So this is not religion, this is science. That if you take the mind, take attention, and you place it back on the knower, and you become aware of your own being, aware of yourself, then in that awareness comes the ability to perceive your subtler nature, to perceive the peace, bliss, and love, which is part of your subtler nature. In the perception of that subtle level of your being, you become able to experience the interwoven interconnectedness of all life. Science will tell you, on a molecular level, there is very little difference between one body and another. There are molecules, there are atoms, there are subatomic materials, and a lot of space. But when we bring that to the perceptions of the human eyes and the human ears and the mind of a human being, we see forms, we see objects. But those objects are made out of smaller and smaller things until it's subatomic and a lot of space. So in all of this perceptual field that we have, there is the ability to take awareness and move to a spectrum of perception which is higher in frequency, in which the direct experience of the luminous is there, the direct experience of the interwoven, interconnected nature of all things. And in that unity, in that wholeness, the experience of peace, the letting go of trying, of striving, finding this peace within is done by relaxing the mind, letting go of all your striving, letting go of all your trying, letting go of everything you're attached to, at least for a little time, letting go, letting go. You cannot achieve spiritual states. They're not something that can be acquired. So the whole way that you've learned to live in the world and acquire things is irrelevant to these spiritual states, because they can't be acquired by striving, by trying, by efforting. Rather, by relaxing effort, relaxing striving, relaxing trying, and allowing awareness to sink into its own nature, allowing your attention, your consciousness, your essential intelligence to sink into its own nature. That is where you become aware of the vaster interwoven nature of all that is, and your connectedness with everything and with everyone. You become aware that you're part of an integrated whole, and that integrated whole has a love, a dynamic essence, which is beyond your ordinary experience, more substantial, more real, more tangible, but not to the normal human senses, to the awareness that perceives through the senses, turned inward to perceive itself. When you perceive yourself and go beyond your physical body, your mental thoughts, and perceive your deeper, deeper nature, that part which longs to be connected